Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 13th, Friday the 13th, but we're not superstitious. In fact, happy Valentine's Eve. And I hope this Moody special, titled Valentine's Live, will be a source of encouragement, laughter, and kickstart your Valentine's weekend. Today's edition of Mark and Friends, along with part one of Valentine's Live as recorded on Wednesday, are archived at greatnewsradio.org. We'll pick up right where we left off, where we learned about love at first flight. And if you missed out on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, like I mentioned, it is archived.
It was love at first flight.
Thanks for joining us here at Valentine's Live from Moody Radio, where it's time for another two-minute clinic. Relationship experts John and Kendra Smiley, Moody Publishers authors, help a couple sort through their marriage issues. Meet Barney and Bertha, who now share their troubles with the Smileys.
Well, you see, really basically what our problem
is. You're never this shy when you're talking with me.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. She puts a pound of garlic in every dinner she cooks. There, I said it. I mean, I'm fine with it when it's in spaghetti, but pancakes?
But when we were dating, you said you loved garlic.
I do, but not by the pound.
Fine. But you haven't mentioned the real reason we're here.
Yeah, that. Well, about 13 months ago, we had a little baby girl, and, well, frankly, I haven't seen my wife since.
He complains that my whole life is wrapped up in the baby. I don't know what to do.
Well, Bertha, the chances are a great deal of your life is wrapped up in the baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because when we have those little babies, first of all, they're adorable, and they don't, well, they cry, but then we can take care of that when our husband cries. What do? We don't know. and we get a lot of our needs met through our children.
Right, and Barney, I think probably I can give you a couple things to help out the situation.
Yeah.
Number one, just don't talk to Bertha in a big general way. Talk to her specifically and tell her what's going on. Like when she's not around, give her the details and say, gosh, we haven't been amorous lately. Something like that. So she knows exactly what's going on.
All right.
And the second thing I think that might help this situation, having a newborn is very, very difficult. And she is probably quite busy. And so if you step up and help her with some of the things you don't generally do, then probably she would be more willing to include you back in the conversation.
Huh. Yeah, right. I remember John saying to me, Kendra, I am a Z item, and I'm supposed to be number two on your list of priorities. And I thought about that. You know, the Lord is number one, and we're going to get to spend eternity with Him. He's the next guy I'm going to spend the most time with because our big boys are all dads themselves now. So you want to invest in that relationship.
All right.
Great advice from John and Kendra Smiley here at Valentine's Live. And now, a word from one of our sponsors. Noah's Ark, you've read the book. Now ride the boat. You can at Noah's Ark, the ride. Step on board for an adventure you'll never forget. Our full-scale Ark offers full-scale fun. We dare you to keep your balance on our 45-degree tilting deck. And that's before we hit you with the rain. 2 dozen fire hoses at full blast. Test your nerves feeding a pair of real lions. Test your nose cleaning out their cage.
Hey, you.
With Noah's Ark, the ride, you determine how the lightning strikes and where. Sorry, we control the thunder. Much better than a 90-second amusement park ride. Much longer than a 3-hour tour. This ride lasts 40 days and 40 nights. Noah's Ark, the ride. Coming soon to the Moody Bible Institute.
Lion feeding involves certain risks and requires a signed waiver to participate. Being squirted with 24 fire hoses may cause heart attack or stroke, or both. Women who are pregnant, thinking about becoming pregnant, or thinking about other women who are pregnant should consult their doctor before riding.
Noah's Ark, the ride. Coming soon to the Moody Bible Institute. Hey, if you like verbal jousting, angry confrontation, excessive opinions, well, this next segment is for you. If not, well, we apologize. Sort of.
From Moody Radio, it's the McLaughlin Group. A panel of noted journalists addressing current issues in depth. Now, our host, John McLaughlin.
Issue number one, one of the most popular love songs ever recorded. Unforgettable, a Nat King Cole classic. But in my judgment, the opening line is problematic. Unforgettable, that's what you are. But we're all forgettable, aren't we, Bill?
Oh, yeah, agreed. Nobody is truly unforgettable. I reach a certain age, and some of us struggle to even remember our own names.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with that. But I would say the line that follows, unforgettable in every way, to me, that's questionable as well. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love my wife Matilda, but I wouldn't describe everything she does as unforgettable. The occasional sneeze or belch is quite forgettable.
Another suspicious lyric is the line that reads, "And forevermore, that's how you'll stay." Come on. That might sing well, but it's absolute baloney. Nobody stays the same forever. Change is the only constant.
You know, I know this isn't my usual position on this, but for Pete's sake, people, it's a song, not a textbook on the humanities. You guys are overthinking this way too hard. I'm sorry.
Let me step in with a summary conclusion. Unforgettable may contain hyperbole, but the melody, the message is unforgettable. Issue number two, sincerity in Valentine greeting cards.
Oh, dear.
It seems to me greeting cards have become excessively syrupy. What say you, Amy?
Agreed. How is it that every card to every husband expresses he's absolutely perfect, or at least nearly so?
Well, most of us are, aren't we?
Oh, here we go. Wow. Oh, wow.
You know, but the same holds true for cards men give their girlfriends or wives. I mean, these women are all completely perfect.
Well, if the men are, then the women certainly are. I mean, come on.
And notice that the couple in the photo on the cover always features some skinny Miss America wannabe in the loving embrace of some hunky GQ model. Like, how are most of us supposed to relate to that?
Well, what do you expect these card makers to do? They put a toothless, wrinkled old man holding hands with a lady in face cream and curlers?
Look, I'm just saying that the expectations are entirely unfair. They're over the top.
Nobody can live up to the pictures or the supermom or Superman poems on these cards.
Oh, I know.
And I think it does come back to expectations.
Look, there's got to be some common ground here somewhere. Somehow.
All right, I agree. I think what we need to do here is to reach across the aisle and say, look, how can I make this greeting card thing work for you?
Right. Maybe it's a card that says, hey, after all these years, you're not half bad.
Time for a conclusion. There's a fine line between legitimate affection and ridiculous expression. I say the industry needs to make some changes. That's my view. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The McLaughlin Group, a presentation of Moody Radio.
From Moody Radio, it's Valentine's Live, and just ahead, music from Laura Story. Right now, a story I think you'll never forget.
Oh, UPS.
Yes, ma'am. Package for Kristen Taylor. I'm assuming that's you.
And you would be right.
Somebody wanted to be mighty sure this arrived for Valentine's Day.
Yep, that's my husband, Eric.
Well, I'll need your signature here on the screen to confirm you received Eric's package.
Good enough?
You betcha. Have a nice day, ma'am.
Thanks, you too. Well, well. Well, it's definitely a package from Eric. I can tell by the slant on those letters. Oh, man, this thing is 100 layers of paper and tape. Babe, what's inside here that needs all this protection? I mean, a box of chocolates? Oh, sweetie. How in the world did he find a Whitman sampler in Kandahar, Afghanistan? Oh, Eric Taylor, you are awesome. Oh, boy, this box feels awfully light, though. Oh, just like there's nothing in it. Oh, what do I care? Well, just seeing your silly handwriting is enough, babe. After all, we promised each other that... Oh, a Valentine's card with a letter. I better open that before the candy box. Dear Kristen.
Dear Kristen, I suspect my Valentine may surprise you, but I hope it doesn't disappoint. I'd like to think I know you well enough that curiosity caused you to shake the box, but your good manners dictated that you open this card first before opening my gift. Am I right? Huh? Already, you've sensed that the box is a little on the light side, so let me explain.
I wonder who that could be. Hello?
Mrs. Taylor?
Yes?
Mrs. Taylor, I'm Major Adam Dunning with the United States Marine Corps. May I come in for a moment?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. Come in. What's all this about?
Ma'am, it's your husband.
No.
He was out with his unit yesterday. It was a standard field operation, ma'am. We don't have all the facts yet, but we know that his unit, it was ambushed. Ma'am, the vehicle he was in, it was destroyed.
No!
I'm sorry. Ma'am, the president and a grateful nation.
No!
Our deepest condolences.
Eric, what am I supposed to do now? Oh, Jesus, help me.
The funeral was unspeakably sad. Snappy Marines, white gloves, a crisply folded flag, unending tears. Weeks went by, with spring pushing up tulips outside. Only then could Kristen bear to open Eric's Valentine. She lifted the lid off the box and found his handwritten note.
Hey, babe. Now that you've opened the box, you figured out there's no chocolate inside. Illegal to ship home. Yet you will find something sweet. Glued to the underside of every empty brown candy wrapper is a description of our love. I've labeled each one.
Of course you labeled them, Mr. Romantic.
So pick a candy, any candy, and I think you'll understand.
All right. Let me just grab this one. Cashew cluster.
Want to know what? I'm still nuts about you, Kristen. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
This one here says, let's see, coconut.
Coconut. Never have I liked it. But you do. So I had to include not one, but two in this box. Just for you. Isn't that what love does?
Yeah. Okay. Almond nougat.
Nougat. Interesting fact. A made-up advertising word that means fancy and expensive. But Kristen, I don't need fancy and expensive. I just need you.
Molasses chew?
Downright sticky. Like some of the messes we've been through together.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're still together. That's what matters.
Oh, baby. One last candy. Dark chocolate. His favorite.
Dark chocolate. It's the bitter sweetness of our separation. For now, we're apart. But soon, we'll be together. Think of that, and think of me, and taste the sweet. I love you, Valentine. Now, be a good girl, and don't eat these all up at once. All my love, and then some. Eric.
Powerful story there here at Valentine's Live. A box of chocolates. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Laura Story.
Or the achings of this life
is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy. And what if trials of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
And finally, the Bible's view of love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Our thanks to Amy Lilly for her powerful rendering of 1 Corinthians 13. And with that, let's invite Bill Davis to wrap things up, leading us in a song that speaks of the ultimate Valentine's story. How deep the Father's love for us.
You've been listening to Valentine's Live, performed in front of a live audience on the campus of Moody Bible Institute, with special guest Laura Story. Our cast included Bill Davis, Heather Seagard, Lee Rugan, Nate McMillan, John Campen, Amy Lilly, and Herson Garcia. Keyboards by Scott Griffin. Technical support from Chris Seagard, Joel Swan, Dan Anderson, Tricia McMillan, Mark Bretta, Andy Tees, and Tim and Beth Gager. December Live was written and produced by John Gager and is a presentation of Moody Radio in Chicago.
We hope you enjoyed this special presentation of Valentine's Live. It was a production of Moody Radio and was brought to you thanks to a great partnership with this station. Moody Radio is a ministry of Moody Bible Institute. MBI's main objective is to prepare students for a life of ministry. We also provide tools that can help you draw closer to God. We offer online and regional classes, conferences, books, and radio programs that can be heard on more than 1,500 outlets around the world. We welcome your prayers, and if you'd like to help us out with a financial gift, just go to moodyradio.org and click on the donate button at the top of the page. That's moodyradio.org. And thanks again for joining us for Valentine's Live.
You've been listening to a special Friday edition of Mark and Friends featuring Valentine's Live from the Moody Broadcasting Network. Before I close out, sneak preview for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. We'll continue with our Alpha course with Nikki Gumbel presenting on Why and How Do I Pray? That's the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Happy Valentine's Day, and remember, God loves you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day, night, weekend, and Valentine's Day.